When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Carrie Kennedy about pet communication.
And he says that you make up songs about him.
I do sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, he really enjoys those. He thinks that's funny. He thinks you're funny.
Well, good.
He says you're his best friend. That's really cute. He loves your daughter. And do you have a son?
No, I don't. Just a daughter.
Okay. Is there a little boy in the neighborhood?
No. No, there isn't.
Or does your daughter have a friend who comes over to play?
Nope.
Huh. I wonder who he's talking about. He adores your daughter, but he's your person. He's there because of you.
Okay.
Yeah. He's talking about a Christmas stocking. And he's asking, what do I get this year? When do I get it?
Well, we just put it up the other day.
Oh, no wonder. He's like, what's in it? Can I have something in it?
There's nothing in it.
A minute. That's funny. What do you want to ask him today?
Well, since we're talking about the holidays, even though this is airing after Christmas, but we're recording it prior to, Sting, what would you like for Christmas?
I want some bully sticks. Yeah, he showed me those long sticks.
Okay.
And then he showed me, do you ever give those to him?
It's been a while.
That's what he's showing me first.
Okay.
He's saying, I want stuff to chew on.
Sure.
He just showed me socks. That's really funny.
He does like those.
He loves socks. He loves your socks, he says.
Yep.
He says, I want a squeaky toy, and I want to play with tennis balls with you.
Okay.
Yeah, he's showing me tennis balls.
We do have those, and he does.
And now he's off on a tangent, and he's like, I want to run. I want to go play. I want to go run. He's saying, are you sure you can't take me on your trip? He's very persistent. And he says, thank you for letting me in your bed.
You're welcome.
I like to sleep in the bed.
He does. Every morning, my daughter goes off to school because he normally sleeps with her at night, and then she goes off on the bus at 6:30, and then he comes in with me, and he likes to go and lay like right on my pillow with me and just snuggle.
Oh, love it. Yeah. He says we do that and then I get up and watch the birds.
Yep.
Yeah. He says, I love my food. I love my life. I'm happy.
He's sitting here staring at me. So
is he staring at you? Yeah. That's what they do.
Yep.
He just showed me a hiking trail. Did you take him hiking?
I haven't. I go hiking quite a bit, but I've not taken him hiking. I've told him about hiking.
Yeah. So if it's in your head and you pictured it around him, he gets that. So he definitely wants to go with you.
Okay.
That's what he's showing me. Sting, what else do you want to show me? Oh, belly rubs. I love my belly rubs. He's a character. He's goofy. So he just said, sorry, I got in the trash.
Yeah, he did that the other day.
That's funny. He's shown me like yellow peeps. Did he try to eat those at Easter time?
I don't think we even had yellow peeps in the house at Easter time. No.
Ask your daughter about that.
Okay.
Okay. That's maybe it's something else, some other food. I don't know, but that's what he's showing me. Some kind of marshmallow something.
Huh. I'll have to ask her because she has a lot of those sort of things and sometimes I don't even know what she has. So.
Oh, here's a big question. He says, can I have a girlfriend? Can I have a playmate?
Well, we have three other dogs that live out in our pasture because we're on about a 7-acre small farm thing.
Okay.
So, and they're all boys though.
He says he wants a girlfriend. A female companion who lives with you all so he can play with her when you all are gone.
We'll see about that. We already kind of have a lot of dogs.
Okay, let me show him. Maybe not right now. Maybe later. He says that would be so much fun. He says I like smelling the kitchen when you... when you're cooking.
I cook a lot.
Yeah. He says he loves all the smells. Yeah, he says he helps you sometimes.
Yeah. Well, he lays there and so sometimes a trip hazard, but he's there.
Okay. Yeah. He loves to be in there when you're cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just a very happy dog. He feels healthy. He's happy. He feels grateful to be there. You're doing a good job as a doggy dad. So.
Well, Sting, it was very nice having this conversation with you.
Absolutely.
And he looks at me. It's just so funny because as you're saying these things, it's like when you're in certain areas, he looks at me more intently than others.
Yeah. And they get really excited when they find out that they're actually being heard.
Yeah.
And that you're, and they also notice that you're understanding it at the same time. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah. He was very intently looking at me.
Yeah. And hopefully it'll grow the bond between you two, you know, and you can practice this with him. Just pretend that you're hearing him back when you talk to him. And it sounds like your own thoughts in your head. But, you know, after a while, you begin to discern your own thoughts and what his words are.
Did they also interact or sense other pets that we've had that are deceased that may be around us as well? Do they communicate with the other ghost pets, for lack of a better term?
Yeah, I believe that they are, you know, kind of all floating around us and they interact with one another. Now, they don't have bodies. They're, you know, floating.
Okay.
Entities, light. It's frequencies. Like energy.
Okay. So they're not sitting there on their paws. They're just kind of around us. Okay.
Mm-hmm. And whenever you think about them, they're with us. But if you need help from them, you just call on them to help you with anything and they'll be there.
What sort of things would a pet who is deceased be able to help one with?
I mean, you know, I believe they are as powerful as, you know, an ancestor crossed over, an angel crossed over. Mm-hmm. They have the power to heal. Honestly, that's a good question. I haven't been on the other side, so I don't really know for sure yet, but I would imagine they can help you with anything you pray for. they can maybe connect you to the people who can help you. I don't really know.
Interesting. I mean, it sometimes when we talk about, you know, the spirits of people, of the living who have passed on, quite often, sometimes we will assign, you know, almost like superhero type abilities to them. But more times than not, it seems to more lend itself to, well, what was their strengths in life? How were they? How was the relationship to you in life? You know, were they a comfort? Were they a this or were they a that? And mm-hmm. quite often, those are going to be the same properties that, you know, if you're communicating with them, you would likely get from them in death as well. It's not, sometimes I think we overcomplicate it by adding on all these other things that, you know, it's just maybe not how it works. It's more so who you are in life is who you are in death. Is that similar with pets?
Absolutely, yes.
What about this? Excuse me. I'm sorry. Mark that. Let me ask you this about pets, because, you know, obviously we can have wonderful, great pets, but every once in a while you get one that just doesn't like you and you may not like it all that much. But if you're a pet owner and you care about the animal, you still, you know, you keep it, you get along as best as you can, as long as nobody's getting hurt. I mean, I've had that before. What about those pets once they are deceased, where both of you kind of had a little bit of a, you know, a touchy relationship in life? Do those animals still want to hang out around you on the other side? Is there some sort of peace made, or are they like, I'm going to find somebody else? Good luck.
No, I do believe they come through, you know, and I've experienced that when I've done readings, they'll, you know, immediately come through, and despite, you know, learning lessons or obstacles they had here with their person, they will come through from the other side and impart wisdom, or, you know, say we accomplished these learning lessons as two souls here learning together. Mm-hmm. I'm glad we got that done. I'm glad we finished that task together.
Sure.
Yeah. That's what we're here to do, is learn and evolve and grow as souls.
Sure.
As a soul group.
Let me ask you this. How does it help you when, like for today, for example, you said, you know, if you'd like me to do a reading, you know, send me a picture. So I sent you the picture. How does that help you connect specifically to the animal versus me just saying, I had a cat back in these days? Can you connect to it? Is a picture always necessary to kind of help you hone in on what's going on?
Yes, I definitely need a picture, because otherwise I would hear from all of your animals that you've ever had on the other side.
Interesting. Yep. And then that one lets you, I'm just trying to understand how this works for you. So you have the picture. Are you like able to see physically the animal? Is it more of a sense of, okay, I got the right one over here and I'm just downloading this information back and forth? What is it like for you when you're doing this and you're getting this information?
I basically try to connect with your heart, your emotions, and how you felt about this cat. Mm-hmm. And, you know, really connect and tune in with her and ask her what messages she wants to bring through, mm-hmm. you know, and ask what you need to hear today. She's not coming through with a lot of evidence, which makes me wonder if she is here on the other side. I could be hearing from her higher self, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. today. A lot of times when I do talk to an animal, who's on the other side, it's like, boom, 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 really good evidence. Right. Mm-hmm. She gave me a couple things, you know, like she was 17, the mice, you know, a couple things, but maybe not so much on a couple other things. Mm-hmm. And I tell people it's like a radio frequency.
Sure.
We've got to tune in to the right frequency, or she might be on a different frequency if she's down here. And so it's difficult to hear sometimes, you know, if she's not loud and clear, she feels very distant. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because she did cross over a long time ago and she is back here on Earth again in a different body. Mm-hmm. I don't know the answers to that. I wish I did, but I don't.
Sure. No, it's very compelling and very interesting just to kind of pick your mind and better understand how you process all these things and kind of how it comes through, especially in the world of animals. Let me ask you this about animals and messages that you've gotten over the years from them. Pets see some of the most intimate parts of our lives, you know, sometimes too intimate parts of our lives, where it's go to the other room.
Right. Yes.
You know, stop staring. Have you ever received and not just, you know, intimate things of that nature, but sometimes, you know, some of the darker sides of people sometimes too, and things that others would not want others to see or hear. Have you ever received a message from an animal that pointed to something, you know, that really shouldn't have been going on in a house, whether it be abuse or something of that nature, that helped kind of answer questions for someone about why something happened or why someone was the way they were, and the animal's perspective really opened it up?
Oh, yeah. I mean, animals tell me, you know, you shouldn't be with that man because he's cheating on you, or... y'all are fighting and it's too loud and it's creating havoc and hell in this house. Obviously, you know, I follow a code of ethics and everybody comes to me and I need to deliver everything I say with compassion and love. And, you know, there's no judgment from my part. Right. Mm-hmm. So, and I want to bring through a message of highest good. So I have to kind of tiptoe around that, but while also being loving and giving loving guidance. Right.
Sure.
So, that can get difficult, but yes, I mean, a lot of times that's happened and, you know, what I do is kind of turn it back onto the person and ask some questions about their situation based on what the animal is telling me. And I do often remind them that, you know, we hear it 25,000 hertz, dogs hear it 45,000 hertz, and cats hear it 64,000 hertz. So if there is any kind of abuse going on in the home, or just even if the music is too loud in the home, the animals are going to be really sensitive and anxious about that. If there's fighting going on, they're going to be really, I mean, because all of this is energy, right? We are energy.
Sure.
And they're going to be really sensitive. That's why they get so freaked out with fireworks and, you know, all that other stuff. Well, fireworks, that's the static energy that they get freaked out on. But yeah, I mean, animals get freaked out. They see everything and they know everything. They understand everything. They're not just sitting there in the corner, like sleeping. They're very aware. Very aware and very evolved to understand what's going on.
What's something I guess I kind of wonder about, there's obviously been stories of investigations where crime is involved, whether it be a murder or something like this, and a local psychic or someone got involved and led somebody to a body or brought them information that there's no way they could have known that actually does match up and make sense to the case. Are you aware, has there ever been a situation where something like this has been attempted or looked at, you know, let's just hypothetically saying like a murder or something of that nature in a house? No one knows exactly who did it. There's an accusation that person A did it. Is there ever a way, or has there ever been something where someone has tried to communicate with the pet that was in the house that may have actually witnessed this with no knowledge of the details of the crime, but takes information there that they couldn't have known, and it was relayed through something like that?
No, but that would make for a great movie.
Wouldn't it?
Yes. And sign me up to play that role.
That would be very interesting.
Yeah.
You know, or even, I mean, that would be interesting too, of just, I mean, a TV series on the idea.
E-book. Yes.
Just, you know, you go to different crime scenes and you don't know what the actual story is. But, you know, you get in, this pet was there, although it might be kind of hard to track down the pets. But, I mean, it would be interesting. That's, you know, seeing as psychics are used in that area in some cases, that just seems to be like another natural way that maybe at some point it will.
Yeah. And I mean, honestly, I probably wouldn't need the pet to figure out what was going on. But yeah, I mean, the pet would probably help. Sure.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Carrie. A big thank you to her for sharing her story and abilities with us today on the program. Until next time for the Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.